Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 29th, 2019. On this day in 1917, the 10,000-person-strong Silent Parade took place along Fifth Avenue in New York City in protest to murders, lynchings, and other violence directed towards African Americans. British Airways flight BA985, which had to return to Tegel shortly after takeoff on Friday evening with a broken engine, triggered a large alarm for responders. According to the fire brigade, the alarm, threatening aircraft accident, arrived at the control center at 5:26 p.m. Within a few minutes, almost 50 emergency vehicles were on their way to Tegel Airport to support the TXL fire brigade. 11 fire trucks, 18 ambulances, 2 ladder cars, and numerous guard vehicles from all over the city went to the airport. The plane, which was on its way to London, had to turn around because smoke had come from one of the engines. The plane did land safely, and all 203 passengers could leave the A321-231 via the normal stairs. For the fire department, the mission ended at 6:10 p.m. According to initial findings, it was said that a bird was probably caught in the driving mechanism. The investigations are being carried out by the Berlin-Brandenburg Air Surveillance Authority, and after completion of the investigation, the aircraft will be repaired in Berlin and will be used again. After accusations against the Berlin police, an investigation into a situation in a facility for underage refugees is continuing. The police responded to the German press agency's request, stating, quote, "The mission is still being looked into, so no final evaluation can be made at this stage. According to the current state of knowledge, however, this was a lawful operation." A few days ago, the Berlin Victim Counseling Center reached out, the Refugee Council, and the Federal Association for Unaccompanied Minor Refugees had raised the accusations. At the beginning of July, officials had kicked in doors, pulled sleeping juveniles out of their beds at gunpoint, and handcuffed them. None of the young people were suspected of a criminal offense. The police, however, wanted to search the rooms of a young man registered there who had already moved to another institution 2 months prior. The police reported that on July 2nd, officers had searched an accommodation by court order and that the person concerned had been registered there. This was followed by ID verification, adding, quote, "The described situation regarding the alleged, quote, pulled firearms cannot be confirmed at present." Shortly before the start and during the mission, attempts were made in vain to reach employees of the facility. Later, an employee had reported back and explained that the young person had not been unregistered due to a failure of the institution and had not lived there for several weeks. Berlin's interior and sports senator Andreas Geisel has rejected the plans of Bundesliga football team Hertha BSC to build a stadium purely for football in the Olympic Park. Geisel told the Tagesspiegel on Saturday that, quote, "The Olympic Park is characterized by an overall picture with a corresponding history that we cannot abandon to arbitrariness." Hertha has in mind a pure football arena without a running track and a capacity of 55,000 spectators. Geisel would like to keep Hertha in the Olympic Stadium even after the lease expires in 2025. At the same time, the senator has brought the area around Tegel Airport back into play. However, Geisel would regret a move to a neighboring federal state as threatened by the Bundesliga team. Almost 2 years after the discovery of the massive Louisiana crayfish occurrence in several Berlin park waters, a decline in the population is becoming apparent. Since the beginning of April, a fisherman has caught 10,500 specimens in the Tiergarten in Mitte and in the Britzergarten in Neukölln. This is a significant decline. Last year, the fisherman caught and sold almost 39,000 crustaceans during the season. According to wildlife expert Dirk Ehlert from the Environmental Administration, last year's number will probably not be achieved this year, stating, quote, "and that is the purpose of the whole thing." The fishing season is expected to last until November. Because the crayfish are seen as a threat to native species and ecosystems, containment is needed across the EU. The exotics are probably descendants of swamp crayfish kept in aquariums and then released. They reproduced largely unnoticed in Berlin until they were sighted in August of 2017. Whether they will ever completely disappear from the city again is questionable. Only a single female with eggs would have to survive for a new population to emerge. Crayfish are served as a regional delicacy, for example, under the name Berlin lobster. They can reach a length of up to 15 centimeters and are also bred for consumption in other countries. The animals are native originally in the south of the United States and north Mexico. There was a fire in a residential building in Prince Lammerberg on Saturday, which the fire brigade managed to extinguish in a large-scale operation, and no one was injured. According to the fire brigade on Twitter, an apartment in the attic of a building on Danzigerstrasse went up in flames, and the emergency services prevented the flames from spreading. 70 firefighters and several fire trucks were deployed. The apartment had been fully engulfed around 1:30 p.m. when emergency forces arrived, and the column of smoke above the building was visible from afar. Almost at the same time, it said that about 50 emergency calls were received in the rescue center, and the cause of the fire is still unclear. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.